This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Chief of Defence Staff, CDS General Anil Chauhan, today said the Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralised the unarmed drones and loitering munitions used by Pakistan during the recent Operation Sindoor. General Chauhan said none of Pakistan's drones inflicted any damage to the Indian military or civil infrastructure. General Chauhan was addressing a workshop on unmanned aerial vehicle and counter UAS indigenization in New Delhi. He called for self-reliance by India for developing the defense weaponry systems and stressed on reducing countries' dependence on foreign technology as it weakens their preparedness.
Operation Sindoor has showed us as to why indigenously developed counter-UAS systems built for our terrain and our needs are crucial. We cannot rely on imported niche technology that are crucial for our offensive and defensive missions. We must invent and build, safeguard ourselves. Dependence on foreign technologies weakens our preparedness, limits our ability to scale up production, results in shortfall of critical spares for sustenance and round-the-clock availability.
The Indian Embassy in Iran has urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran. The travel advisory has been issued amid rising security concerns in the region over the past several weeks. In a social media post, the embassy advised Indian nationals to carefully consider the evolving situation before undertaking non-essential travel to Iran. Global terror financing watchdog Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has underlined the potential threats where money can be misused in a rapidly digitalizing world. The FATF said money can be misused to support terrorism, hide illegal earnings, or fund activities that can harm global peace. It highlighted that to protect the world's financial systems, FATF works with countries around the globe. A 24-member delegation of young leaders from 14 political parties of Sri Lanka today called on Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi. During the meeting, Foreign Secretary emphasized their valuable role in deepening the India-Sri Lanka partnership as stakeholders in its future roadmap. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the delegation of young political leaders began their two-week-long program in India today. The Calcutta High Court has accepted the appeal for acquittal of Sanjay Roy, convicted in the rape and murder case of a PGT doctor of the PRG Kar Medical College last year. Sanjay Roy was convicted of life imprisonment by the Sialdah Court, which was challenged by the Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI at the Calcutta High Court earlier. The next hearing is scheduled in September. The High Court said the family of the deceased doctor can also be a party in this case. In Jharkhand, two Naxals have been killed in a fierce encounter between the security forces and the Naxalites in the Kashitarn forest of Lugu Hills area of Bokaro district. A Jawan of the Cobra battalion was martyred while he was being airlifted to Ranchi from the jungle area of Bokaro district. According to sources, security forces have neutralized a sub-zonal Naxal commander, Kumar Majhi, alias Sahdeo Majhi, alias Sade, during an exchange of fire that took place today in the forest area in Jharkhand's Bokaro district. The CBSE has asked schools of established oil boards to promote a healthy lifestyle among students. In a letter to all the heads of schools, CBSE has asked them to promote healthy meals and physical activity in schools through the availability of nutritious, healthier food options and activity initiatives. In women's cricket, India will face hosts England in the first ODI of the three-match series at Southampton this evening. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.